folks, back on the Boss Man Show. You see who is here with me. That means it's time for a boss report from my main man from the 901 Tennessee State grad. We be on the sidelines watching bad coaching like no other. It's my main man, Neek. Price of Wings, Cooper. What's good, Neek?
What's good, man? How you feeling?
I'm good. I was going to say, Neek, I didn't know when you had the same job. I didn't know that. But
you know, I didn't know that either. We work on the same company. We're co-workers now. I don't know how we're co-workers. I ain't got a check yet.
Yes, and some dude who looks like he's in an old 80s group seems to think that we worked there in a retired Ford.
That man looks like a lollipop with a whole bunch of hair on top.
Yes, he does.
Exactly what he looks like.
Exactly.
Like he rolls out the bed with a cowlick?
Yes.
He rolls out the bed with a cowlick. But that's neither here or there.
Exactly. We're here tonight to bring you some stories from Florida and across the world. And Neek, there are three stories about the Florida pastime. We both know bowling balls.
It's too many, but all right. We're going to let that slide.
Three too many. You're correct. There's three too many, Neek.
That's too many.
And we'll start off with this story, Neek. From a Florida Walmart, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Florida man rolls bowling ball down Walmart aisle, takes out five Walmart patrons, and is currently still on loose, Neek. He had human pins.
You know what? Let's move on. Those are five idiots right there alone.
Yeah. How is that bowling ball knock you over? You can't get out of the way of it?
Walmart floors are not that slippery for the ball to go that fast in the first place. So they were moving slow, very slow.
Mm-hmm.
And did not care. So they wanted to get hit. Point blank, they wanted to get hit.
No doubt. And this is in Tampa. Florida man arrested for hitting his son's teacher with a bat for not going out on a date with him.
A bat? Was it wood or aluminum?
It was aluminum.
That teacher must be good looking to get an assault charge for.
I don't think she looks that good, Neek.
Look, I don't know. I'm just saying. That's a little.
But I guess he would like
it. It's not worth it, but all right.
Yeah. Yeah, not worth it at all.
Hold us on charge.
Texas man is arrested for throwing his coworker off the roof for passing gas too much while they fixed a customer's roof.
So are they roofless or something?
Yeah, he threw the man off the roof. He kept on firing off missiles out of his backside.
I don't think he threw him. He probably pushed him. I don't think it's a throw, though. Yeah. That doesn't count as a throw. It's a push at that point. Bye-bye, boom. That's a push.
But the man got a starting battery charge.
I can see that. He deserved that. He really does. He deserves that charge.
Yeah.
And then I hope he sues him if that's his company.
Yeah, it's messed up, man.
Yep.
Messed up.
For you.
Got this. Georgia professor gets beat down with laptop after giving a student and his girlfriend F's, saying they plagiarized on their paper.
How did he be beat down with a laptop? Did they just grab him?
Thinking they might crown him with the laptop.
It must have caught him off guard, because ain't no way.
Ain't no effing way.
Definitely off guard. Definitely off guard. Turned his back, boom. That's all I gotta say. But also, it most likely did plagiarize though. And you know what? Let's move on, cuz. Ooh boy.
Oh yes. Here we go. North Carolina man arrested for hitting a boss with a steel chair for giving him a poor review, him not getting a raise.
I thought of doing that, but I never do it. So, hey, you gotta give these folks these raises. I don't care how much it is. You gotta cut that paper.
Yeah, gave him a bad review when he docked.
But how bad was the review, though? That's what I want to know.
Well, I obviously didn't get a raise by it. It probably had to be a one or a two.
Well, oops upside your head, I guess.
Yeah, man. And this YouTube guy, Trevor Jacob, is facing 20 years in jail after he intentionally crashed his plane for YouTube views and was caught lying about the ordeal.
Anything for clout, boy. I'm telling you, clout. Clout is killing the kids. Clout. Making adults stupid. Clout.
Doing anything for clout. Doing anything for clout.
Anything. Even endanger yourself for YouTube views. Yeah. Clout. Pure clout.
No doubt. A Florida school teacher is facing allegations of running a fight club inside her middle school classroom.
A fight club in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Only strong survive, bro. Only strong survive. Man, you got to teach them early.
No doubt.
I'll go with that. That's only the strong survive. Free that teacher. Unless they're doing bare knuckle type stuff, then yeah, arrest them. Keep them in there. But if they're doing with boxing gloves, I have no problem with that. Also, most people are assholes too, so I can understand why that fight club happened.
Yeah. No doubt. This is in Jacksonville, brother Neek. It says Jacksonville school kids chastised for bullying kid with a certain point guard jersey from Atlanta Hawks, saying to the kid, "F that individual," and the kid was left crying after they took his jersey at the Atlanta Hawks point guard and ripped it to shreds on Jersey Day.
Oh. Oh, poor kid. I don't feel bad for the jersey, but poor kid.
Why did he have that jersey on you in the first place?
First of all, I was in Jacksonville. Like, who? The Hawks in Jacksonville like that? Over Miami?
Orlando?
Hell, even New Orleans over them too? Like that?
Jacksonville technically is a South Georgia suburb.
Makes sense, but at the same time, still in the Hawks.
Yeah, the poor kid wore a jersey on Jersey Day and he got it ripped up and torn up by students. They were saying, F the point guard, pretty much.
Poor kid. I don't feel bad for the jersey, though. Should have known better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got this one, too. Right in Atlanta. Kim Zolciak, whatever her name is, and Corey Beardman are reportedly making every effort to avoid each other while they go through that divorce or live in the same house. So they live in the same house out in Gwinnett County and going through the divorce, trying to avoid each other inside their big house. And are having trouble.
How? How are you going to avoid somebody you live together?
Exactly.
Or are you just going to be like, oh, I'm at the house. Text them I'm at the house and then go about your way. Then they can have that house for themselves. Like, how does that work?
How about somebody go get an apartment?
I thought when you're getting divorced, somebody get their own apartment or condo or stay at the mama's house. I guess not. I guess they didn't want to waste the house, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, former Atlanta Falcon, Corey Beardman. Oh, my God. Florida man accused of masturbating in front of children says he was just adjusting his hands.
Next. Florida, Florida, Florida. I swear to you, man. I swear.
NAACP is.
It's like Florida's the land of bowling balls, masturbation, and just horrible crimes that involve more sex than anything. I know masturbation kind of sex, but at the same time, bowling balls are sex. Automatically Florida.
Yeah, and racism too.
That too.
Yeah, because we're going to tell them about this. The NAACP has declared, so they put out a warning black people not to travel to Florida because it's not safe.
Man, as I said, that for Georgia, or Louisiana, Tennessee, Alabama, New York, Arizona, California. Might as well just say that for everything, if we really want to be honest. But I guess because of DeSantis, right?
Yes. This, he calls it the free state of Florida. I call it DeSantis stand.
As far as I'm concerned, I think black people need to stay out of this one.
Yeah.
It's not a fight.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, we're not the reason why he's there, so hey.
Hey, Nick, this is a funny story that we know very well. Dallas Cowboys club meeting turns violent after Patriots cannot get close to a certain retired quarterback.
Oh, with Tony Romo?
Yes.
A fight?
Yes.
And a joke, knuckle to knuckle.
They couldn't get near their favorite retired quarterback.
Over Tony Romo.
He was live that Saturday. He was live. And the fight broke out, causing some injuries.
We're talking about Tony Romo here.
Yes.
Antonio Romo.
Antonio Romero Romo.
We don't care. It's Antonio to me. My name is Antonio. I'm going to call him Antonio.
I'll give you his middle name.
Yeah, I know.
Romero Romo. Yes, Antonio.
Yo, he literally has two hoodoo names. He literally does. But he ain't worth fighting over. That is definitely for sure on that one.
Yeah, people skipping lines to get near him so he can sign their gear. He doesn't show up to meetings very often in live or in person. It was a fundraiser to raise money.
Except they're raising fists, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be fighting to get to Antonio.
Ducking the bucket for Tony Romo.
No way.
Mm-mm.
No way, no how.
Nah, not worth it. Michael Irvin probably. Yeah, Michael Irvin probably, but not no Tony Romo.
Yeah. Antonio.
Antonio Romero.
And you wouldn't know that dude is like Mexican, but he tries to hide it and be Italian by saying Tony Romo.
Yeah, good luck.
He tries to hide it.
Again, good luck.
Yes.
Romero.
Oh my goodness. Florida man arrested throwing bowling ball at McDonald's worker who wouldn't give him her number. They see that quote. She was thick as hell. She would give me her damn number. So she had to take the ball at eight.
Let's move on. I can't. I'm sorry. No comment. McDonald's, though? Mickey D's?
Bro, once again, he must have stored in his damn vehicle. Or his pocket already.
It can't be in his pocket. It's too big.
Well, he was had it in a bag or something right there with him or something.
He had it in the bag, bro. Ain't no way.
Like, I'm just not carrying a bowling ball everywhere I go.
He must have bowling. He must have went to the bowling alley an hour before it on there.
And stole that bowling ball. Stole it.
Probably stole it, too. Yeah, that, too.
Yeah, Florida bowling alleys must have to always get reinforcements of bowling balls. They probably get stolen.
I don't need to stop selling them, period. Just stop. They're used for crime now. What are you doing? Stop selling them.
No doubt. And unserious shock jock Howard Stern rants about black players ignoring him at games, saying, quote, it's everything racial now. Since the moment we got checking off the boats, I guess it's been everything's been racial in this country.
What? My thing is, those black people probably don't know who you are. Have you ever thought about that?
Correct.
What has Howard Stern done in the last 13, 14 years?
Nothing.
At least Spike Lee has done a couple of movies.
It's like same kind of funny. I read an article how only Udonis Haslam knows who Tom Joyner is, who sits on the front row of their games next to Jamal Mashburn. But only Udonis Haslam knows who Tom Joyner is on that roster.
Those younger guys don't know these cats. It's simple. Now, Spike Lee, he's probably known for doing movies and whatnot, but Howard Stern is just some goofy white dude to them.
It was funny to play every Miami Heat game. You see that Donald Haslam talking to Tom Joyner during pregame. He ain't warming up. Talking to Tom Joyner during pregame.
I mean, he was probably grew up on Tom Joyner, so he knows who that is.
Mm-hmm.
These younger cats don't know who that is unless they talk to their people.
I think Butler should know.
Jimmy Butler should. He should. But he probably be on it too.
But should Butler. Kyle Lowry know? But it's funny. Kyle Lowry's wife sits behind Tom Joyner. Jimmy Butler's friend sit behind him, but they never acknowledge Tom Joyner. Only, you know, Don Haslam does.
That's crazy. That's interesting. You never know who people really know, who people don't know. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, because Tom Joyner is on the radio, so you can't really see his face as much. You didn't see his face until, like...
Century. When they put his show on Century at nighttime.
Yeah, when they put him on Century. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's been a while. Plus, he's retired, so you don't see him anymore. So I don't understand it.
Shout out to Pitcher Man texting me in the middle of our segment. Shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Yes, Florida man arrested after taking trash can and knocking out neighbor because the neighbor's dog pissed in his yard.
Free him. I can understand that. Y'all be supposed to be letting their dogs do too much, so I can understand why he did that. Free him.
No doubt. Yes, and also, Florida man arrested after trying to choke out pastor with rope. So he felt like the pastor hugged his girlfriend too long doing fellowship.
Now that's a catch 22. Because I don't know how long that girlfriend and pastor known each other. And also, I don't want to kill a man of the cloth. So it's kind of like, catch 22, be damned if you don't, be damned if you do. Especially if we don't know what. I feel like if you watch somebody's hands and see how they grab somebody, you know how.
His hands probably went too low.
His hands probably went too low.
Maybe got a free feel of those cheeks.
I mean, sometimes it comes out as a mistake too. So you never know though. But you got to know the relationship. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a double-edged sword for me.
No doubt.
Also, he came to kill him in front of a whole bunch of people, too, so it makes it even worse.
Well, during the benediction, he came in with the rope and tried to choke him during the benediction.
Wow. You hate that dude. You hated him. Definitely something deeper than that.
Yeah. Says Florida man steals $33,000 worth of rare coins. Cashed them in a Coinstar machine for $29.30.
How much were the rare coins worth?
$32,000. He got $29.30.
Wait, he got how much?
$29.30.
And the coins were worth how much?
$33,000.
$93,000?
Yes.
Yeah, he need to go. I wouldn't trust him at all. I wouldn't trust none of his life decisions.
No doubt.
He couldn't give me directions. That's how bad it was. You can't even tell me where to go.
No doubt.
I can't trust you.
No doubt. A Texas man is reportedly missing after bragging about stealing $50,000 from the Mexican cartel and hiding.
You deserve that one, though. Talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
Talk way too much. I mean, they was going to find him anyway, but he talked too much.
No doubt. Security camera catches Florida man licking doorbell.
Was he homeless or something?
Nah.
Let's move on.
Yes.
Let's move on that one.
A potential jury in the Young Thug RICO case has found herself in jail. She was allegedly caught filming inside a courtroom.
What?
Yes, a potential juror in the Young Thug RICO trial found herself in jail after allegedly being caught recording inside a courtroom.
Ain't that a felony charge?
Yes.
A felony charge for Young Thug.
Got me a chick I gotta sell.
Boy, 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 I'm tired. That is hilarious to me.
First you get that camera and you get that time. Yes. Florida man steals opiates from lockbox only to find out that they're actually laxatives.
This is where drug company, this is where if you're going to steal something, you need to know what it is. This is another person I would not trust with making life decisions for me. Because there's no way you out here trying to get the big buck, the big drugs, and you got laxatives.
Correct.
Now you're on the toilet all night. That's your fault.
Oh, yes. A Detroit bank robber who's accused of targeting four different banks was located by the FBI and writing his demands on his paycheck stub.
Hey, you know what? Let's move on. Let's move on that one.
All right. Florida man drives Ferrari off the dock into the sea after while getting topped off.
I know that ride was bumpy. So he had to feel the road a little bit. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's no excuse on that one. I'm not trying to put my life in danger for it.
Mm-mm.
No matter how good it is, I gotta observe my surroundings, brother.
Yes. Oh, man. Florida woman chases parents with a 12-inch knife because they won't take her to Outback Steakhouse.
Outback is not that good to do that. Longhorn Steakhouse, yes. Outback, no. I don't like her decision-making process either.
Oh, man. Florida man seen fondling his genitals in public before sniffing fingers claims he was just airing out his...
Again with the sexual stuff in Florida.
Oh, man.
It's like Florida people are just horn dogs walking the street. Like just really horny for no reason. Just walking the streets. They don't care. It's horny time.
Got what 40 said that similar vein. Florida man arrested after being annoyed, seeing his neighbor knock off his girl in the yard, throws a bum ball at his head and gives him a concussion to stop him from getting his girlfriend's colossal cakes.
So the dude's girlfriend was getting hit by the neighbor?
No, the dude was hitting his girlfriend. And they was annoyed by it, the bum ball in his head while he's in the middle of his yard getting it in.
He was outside?
Mm-hmm.
He deserved that bowling ball then. What are you doing? Now, I've heard Ralph the neighbor say this before, but outside in the middle of the day, don't take that inside, bro.
Yeah, the bowling ball, little activities.
But the bowling ball, though, a little extreme, but it got the point across. I let the bowling ball slide in Florida today.
We got three more to go, Nick. Three Florida Sonic driving employees arrested after lacing a kid's meal with ecstasy.
They deserve jail.
That's
it. That's all I got. Jail. Go there.
Florida man caught shoplifting doing Cole's job in the interview.
That's a first. interview and just say, fuck it, we finna ball out. And still, that's first. I can respect it, but that's the first. Good job, Florida. Good job.
Drunk Florida man drags trailer down Highway 1 while hauling a lemur, a tortoise, parrot, goats, wallabies, four guns, and 12 bowling balls.
The wildest thing on that list is how the hell she get a lemur?
Yeah.
That's the wildest thing on there. Everything else is normal Florida stuff. All she needed was a couple of alligators and boom, she pretty much got a zoo. Welcome to Florida.
I got a bonus one for you, Neat. Florida woman was arrested and charged with aggravated assault without intent to kill. I just reportedly farted loudly in dollar store and put a knife on a man that complained.
How loud was it that he complained?
Very loud.
It must sound like a...
A bomb dropping, a Tommy bomb dropping.
A couple of bombs. M-bombs included. Yeah, that's wild. I never heard nobody complain about somebody having a loud fart. I heard somebody say something about somebody farting. You're never to a point where you need to pull a knife at somebody because you farted that loud.
No doubt.
But it sounds like a body problem on that one.
We have a few minutes to go here. So what is your take on tonight's report you just heard, man?
Florida is a horny state. That's it.
I just can't believe that my man about died getting topped off.
I never heard of that. That's something that a lot of people, that's a lot of things a lot of people might do. You know what I mean? Some dudes want to die like that. Not me.
And he was on highway, he was on highway one heading to Key West, which that's number water.
Vegetable water. Oh boy. He wanted to die.
But thankfully it's on the part that was some land, they were saved barely by where they were on highway one. You know, some they have some man-made islands built as you go down. And some little towns as you go down.
Oh, okay. Still a no.
Like Key Largo, a little small town, yeah.
Pray for that man. Pray for him.
Yeah. And also, driving in Florida and just in the daytime, it can be dangerous.
I think Florida just got too many wild cases of driving mishaps.
And you combine it with water and bridges.
That's a bad trio right there.
Like Miami, Miami going through the Everglades for Miami. Not a turnpike. Not good. Then you have bears who stand up, bears who come on the highway. Gators be on the highway and might get underneath your vehicle, try to throw your car.
Yeah, it's time to end on that one because bears out here carjacking. We good. Mm-mm.
Yes. Florida is a unique place with stories for days. Unique. That's the we are 35 minutes tonight, but I had 98 more stories to go if I wanted to.
That's enough for 5 episodes.
Yes.
Florida, Florida, Florida. Never cease to amaze me, Florida.
I think the Miami Heat or Orlando Magic should acquire a certain point guard, and he'll fit right in down there.
John Morant?
The Mr. Stringhead. The Lollipop.
Oh, okay. John would fit in, too.
Yeah.
He definitely would with those Florida Cats. He would. He definitely would.
Yeah, as long as we can get him out of Atlanta, I'll be happy.
Wow, man.
Don't give Atlanta, I'll be happy. Well, Brother Neat, great segment tonight. We'll do this again next week if you got some time. And so we got 98 more to go, brother.
98 more to go. 98 more to go. Damn shame.
No doubt. Hey, Boss, need to check out about the Carson Wings, this blog that somebody hates. Check that out.
It's more than one person, but yeah.
look for a special blogging real soon. We won't ruin here.
We're not going to tell them, but yeah. It's coming soon.
No doubt. Very, folks,
very soon.
Yes, indeed. With both of Boss and Neek, we are out.
Peace.